name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Khatam al-Nabiyyin. وأشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ماجرای فلسطین همچنان مهمترین و زنده‌ترین مسئله مشترک امت اسلامی است.
All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master and Prophet, Abu al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad, upon his pure and immaculate household, upon his chosen companions, and upon those who follow them until the Day of Judgment. The issue of Palestine continues to be the most important and active issue for the Islamic Ummah collectively. The policies of the oppressive and cruel capitalist regime have driven a people out of their homes, their homeland, and their ancestral roots, and instead, it has installed a terrorist regime and has housed a foreign people therein.
سوستر و بیپایتر از منطق پوشالی تأسیس رژیم صهیونیستی چیست؟
Can one find a logic weaker and shakier than that of the establishment of the Zionist regime? On the basis of their claim, the Europeans oppressed the Jews during the Second World War. Therefore, they believe that the oppression against the Jews should be revenged by displacing a nation in West Asia and committing a horrible massacre in that country. This is the logic which Western governments have relied on with their wholehearted and blind support for the Zionist regime, thereby disproving all their false claims about human rights and democracy. It has been 70 years now that they have been sticking with this laughable and at the same time tragic story, and every now and then they add a new chapter to it.
صهیونیست ها فلسطین غصب شده را از روز اول به یک پایگاه تروریسم تبدیل کردند. اسرائیل نه یک کشور که یک پادگان تروریستی علیه ملت فلسطین و دیگر ملت های مسلمان است.
Since the first day, the Zionists turned the usurped Palestine into a terrorist base. Israel is not a country. Rather, it is a terrorist camp against the Palestinian nation and other Muslim nations. Fighting against this despotic regime is fighting against oppression and terrorism, and this is a collective responsibility. Another noteworthy point is that although the usurping regime was established in 1948, the ground for occupying that sensitive Islamic region had been prepared years before that. Those specific years coincided with the active interference of Westerners and Islamic countries with the purpose of establishing secularism and excessive and blind nationalism, and also with the goal of installing despotic governments who are infatuated with or controlled by the West. Studying those events in Iran, Turkey, and Arab countries stretching from West Asia to North Africa revealed this bitter truth that weakness and discord in the Islamic Ummah paved the way for the disastrous usurpation of Palestine, allowing the world of arrogance to deliver that blow to the Islamic Ummah. It is instructive that at that time, the capitalist and communism camps colluded with the rich Zionists.
انگلیس اصل توطئه را طراحی و پیگیری کرد. سرمایه‌داران صهیونیست اجرای آن را با پول و سلاح بر عهده گرفتند.
It was the English who masterminded the plot and who persisted in it, and then Zionist capitalists executed it with their money and weapons. The Soviet Union, too, was one of the first governments that officially recognized the establishment of that illegitimate regime and later on dispatched a large number of Jews to that area. The usurping regime was actually an outcome of that situation in the world of Islam on the one hand, and of a European plot, invasion, and transgression on the other.
امروز دیگر وضع جهان مانند اون روز نیست. ما باید این حقیقت را همواره در نظر داشته باشیم. امروز موازنه قوا به نفع دنیای اسلام تغییر یافته است.
Today, the situation in the world is not like those days. We should keep this reality within sight. Today, the balance of power has swung in favor of the world of Islam. Various political and social incidents in Europe, and in the United States have laid bare the weaknesses and the deep structural, managerial, and moral conflicts amongst Westerners. The electoral events in the US and the notoriously scandalous failures of the hubristic and arrogant managers of that country, the unsuccessful one-year fight against the pandemic in the US and Europe, and the embarrassing incidents that ensued, and also the recent political and social instabilities in the most important European countries, are all signs of the downward movement of the Western camp. On the other hand, the growth of the resistance forces in the most sensitive Islamic regions and the development of their defensive and offensive capabilities, their growth of self-awareness, motivation, and hope in Muslim nations, the increasing tendency to follow Islamic and Quranic slogans, and the growth of independence and self-reliance in nations are auspicious signs of a better future. In this auspicious future, cooperation between Muslim countries should be a main and fundamental goal, and this does not seem unlikely. The pivot around which cooperation turns is the issue of Palestine, the entirety of that country, and the fate of the Holy Quds.
این همون حقیقتی است که دل نورانی امام خمینی عظیم رحمت الله علیه را به اعلام روز جهانی قدس در آخرین جمعه ماه رمضان هدایت کرد. همتزایی مسلمین بر محور قدس شریف کابوس دشمن صهیونیست و حامیان آمریکایی و اروپایی آن است.
This is the same truth that guided the enlightened heart of the great Imam Khomeini, may God bestow mercy upon him, towards the announcement of International Quds Day on the last Friday of Ramadan. Cooperation between Muslims around the pivot of Holy Quds is an absolute nightmare for the Zionists and for their American and European advocates. The failed project called the Deal of the Century and the effort to normalize the relations between a few weak Arab governments and the Zionist regime were desperate attempts to run away from that nightmare. I tell you with confidence, these attempts will not get them anywhere. The downward movement of the Zionist enemy has started and it will not stop moving downward. The continued activities of the resistance in the occupied lands and Muslims' support for the Palestinian Mujahids are two determining factors in the future. First and foremost is the continued activities of resistance in the Palestinian lands and the strengthening of the line of jihad and martyrdom, and second, global support on the part of governments and Muslim nations throughout the world for the Palestinian Mujahids. All of us, government officials, intellectuals, religious scholars, political parties and groups, the brave youth and the people of various social backgrounds, should determine our position in this public movement and play our part.
این است اون چیزی که کید دشمن را باطل می کند و برای این وعده الهی ام یریدون کیدن فالذین کفروا هم المکیدون مصداقی آخر الزمانی به وجود می آورد و الله غالب علی امره ولکن اکثر الناس لا یعلمون. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.
This is what nullifies the enemy's plots, and it will be an apocalyptic manifestation of this Quranic verse, or do they intend a plot? But those who defy Allah are themselves involved in a plot. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most among mankind do not know. I also wish to address the Arab youth in their own language. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
السلام على أحرار العرب جميعاً وخاصة الشباب منهم والسلام على الشعب الفلسطيني المقاوم وعلى المقدسيين المرابطين في المسجد الأقصى السلام على شهداء المقاومة وعلى رعيل المجاهدين الذين ضحوا بحياتهم على هذا الطريق وأخص بالذكر الشهيد الشيخ أحمد ياسين والشهيد السيد عباس الموسوي والشهيد فتحي الشقاقي والشهيد عماد مغنية والشهيد عبد العزيز الرنتيسي والشهيد أبا مهدي المهندس ثم القامة الرفيعة لشهداء المقاومة الشهيد قاسم سليماني.
Greetings be upon all liberated individuals in the Arab world, in particular Arab youth, and greetings be upon the resistant people of Palestine and Quds and the defenders in Masjid al-Aqsa. Greetings be upon the martyrs of the resistance and the large number of the mujahids who laid down their lives on this path, in particular Martyr Sheikh Ahmad Yassin, Martyr Sayyid Abbas Musawi, Martyr Fathi Shaqaqi, Martyr Ahmad Mughniya, Martyr Abdul Aziz Rantisi, Martyr Abu Mehdi al-Muhandis, and finally the most prominent personality among the martyrs of resistance, Martyr Qasim Soleimani. Even after their fruitful and blessed life, with their martyrdom, each of these personalities exerted a deep impact on the resistance. The endeavors of Palestinians and the pure blood of the resistance martyrs have managed to hold up this auspicious flag and to increase the internal power of Palestinian jihad by 100 times. One day, the Palestinian youth used to defend themselves by throwing stones, but today, they respond to enemy attacks with precision missiles. Palestine and Quds have been described in the Holy Quran as the Holy Land. It has been tens of years now that the most impure and malicious human beings have been occupying this pure land. They are devils who massacre honorable human beings, and then they confess to it with complete shamelessness. They are racists who have been harassing for more than 70 years the main owners of the land by murdering, looting, imprisoning, and torturing them. But thank God they have not been able to break their willpower. Palestine is alive, and it continues to resist, and it will finally overcome the malicious enemy with God's assistance.
Al-Quds al-Sharif wa Filistin, kull Filistin, hiya lil-sha'b al-Filistini, wa sata'udu ilayhim insha'Allah, bama dhalika ala Allah ibn-Aziz.
Holy Quds and the entire Palestine belongs to those people, and they will regain its possession again. Nor is that for Allah any great matter. All Muslim governments and nations are responsible towards Palestine, but the Palestinians themselves are the pivot of the jihad, and their population reaches about 14 million people inside and outside the land. The unity and unanimous willpower of these people will work wonders. The enemies of Palestinian unity are the Zionist regime, the US, and some other political powers. But if unity is not shattered from inside the Palestinian society itself, the extrinsic enemies will not be able to do anything. The pivot of this unity should be national jihad and lack of trust in the enemies. The main enemies of the Palestinians, the US, England, and vicious Zionists, should not be used as a source of support for Palestinian politics. All Palestinians, including the Palestinians in Gaza, in Quds, in the West Bank, in the 1948 lands, and even the ones living in refugee camps, form a single unit, and they should adopt the strategy of coalescence. Every part should defend another part, and when under pressure, they should utilize the tools at their disposal.
إِنَّ الْأَمَلَ فِي النَّصْرِ الْيَوْمِ هُوَ أَكْثَرُ مِمَّا مَضَى مَوَازِينُ الْقُوَى تَغَيَّرَتْ بِقُوَّةٍ لِصَالِحِ الْفِلِسْطِينِيِّينَ العدو الصهيوني يهبط إلى الضعف عاما بعد عام.
Today, the balance of power has swung in favor of the Palestinians. The Zionist enemy has become weaker year after year, while its army, which used to describe itself as the army which will never be defeated, has turned into an army which will never taste victory. After its debacle in the 33-day war in Lebanon, and its experiences in 22-day and 8-day wars. As for its political condition, it has been forced to hold 4 elections in the space of 2 years. In terms of security as well, it continuously tastes defeat. Moreover, the increasing desire among Jews to emigrate from that land has become a source of embarrassment for that overconfident regime. Its serious endeavor to normalize relations with a few Arab countries with the assistance of the US is another sign of the decline of that regime. Of course, this will not help that regime in any way either. Tens of years ago, it established relationships with Egypt, but since then, it has become much weaker and much more vulnerable. Therefore, will the normalization of relations with a few weak and small countries be able to help that regime? Of course, those countries will not benefit from relations either, as the Zionist regime will transgress against their properties and their land, and it will promote corruption and insecurity in their countries. Of course, these truths should not make others forget about their heavy duty.
العلماء المسلمون والمسيحيون يجب أن يعلنوا أن التطبيع حرام شرعا وأن ينهض المثقفون والأحرار بشرح نتائج هذه الخيانة التي تشكل طعنة في ظهر فلسطين إلى الجميع.
Muslim and Christian ulama should announce the act of normalization as haram from a religious perspective, and intellectuals and liberated individuals should explain to everyone the results of this treachery, which is a stab in the back of Palestine. Contrary to the downward movement of the regime, an increase in the capabilities of the camp of resistance is a sign of a bright future. An increase in defensive and military power, self-sufficiency in building effective weapons, the self-confidence of mujahids, the increasing awareness of youth, the extension of the resistance circle to the entire country of Palestine and beyond, the recent uprising of youth in defending Masjid al-Aqsa, and the simultaneous promotion of the Palestinian nation's spirit of jihad and innocence among public opinion in many parts of the world. The logic behind the Palestinian cause, which has been proposed by the Islamic Republic of Iran and has been registered in the United Nations document, is a progressive and attractive logic. Palestinian warriors can bring up the idea of holding a referendum with the participation of the main inhabitants of Palestine.
وهذا الاستفتاء يعين النظام السياسي للبلد وسيشارك فيه السكان الأصليون من كل القوميات والأديان ومنهم المشردون الفلسطينيون والنظام الجديد يعيد المشردين إلى الداخل ويبت في مصير الأجانب المستوطنين.
The referendum will determine the political system of the country and the main inhabitants, including the displaced Palestinians, no matter what their ethnicity and religion are, will participate in it. That political system will bring back the displaced Palestinians and will determine the fate of the foreigners inhabiting there. This demand is based on the common democracy accepted in the whole world, and no one can question its progressiveness. The Palestinian fighters should continue their legitimate and moral fight against the usurping regime until it is forced to give in to this demand.
والاستفتاء تحركوا بسم الله إلى الأمام واعلموا أنه ولينصرن الله من ينصره.
Move forward in the name of God and know that Allah will certainly aid those who aid His cause. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy.